MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter climbing up Bray's Pass outside of Breckenridge. Been pretty high up there in elevation lately. The bloody nose has come back a little bit. I guess not really bloody nose, just bloody snot. I think I called you guys last, like, just before Silverthorne. Man, that last hour or so really dragged on. I've got two sheets for the whole ride that I use, and they were, throughout the day, I was, like, gaining on my two sheets, like, getting a few miles ahead, and I was like, sweet, got a few less miles to ride. And then, all of a sudden, one of the cues, like, corrected, so all those miles I thought I was ahead jumped back onto what I had to do. It might not make sense if you've not used keys before, but so basically I had 5 or 6 more miles than I thought I would, so like 30 minutes or more, which at the end of the day when you've already gone a little bit harder and further than you usually do, it's the last thing you want. But eventually made it in, got a room, got some, what did I get to eat? It was good. Some pre-made Indian dinners and just microwaved them and ate them in the room. Yeah, surprisingly good. Woke up this morning and my right knee was a little bit angry. Not super painful, just pretty tight. I guess a little painful when I tried to put a little more than soft pedaling in. So I was just taking it easy this morning. I guess a little down mentally just because of the knee, and not so much because it was really bad, but just because I knew it was a little easy. So I think yesterday I pushed a little bit long, which I think is fine, but I think I also pushed a little bit hard in some spots. So I think I'm going to, if I need to get further or want to get further, I'm just going to push the time, not the effort, just to keep that knee nice and happy. Although after, I don't know, a good hour and a half, the knee started to work itself out and feels totally fine right now. So I'll still be cautious just in case. I've had knee issues before. Had a great, like NASCAR pit stop. All right, so I accidentally hung up, I think, and kept talking for about 5 more minutes. So I'm going to have to guess where I left off. Maybe we already talked about my knee being a little angry, so taking it easy, but it got better after about an hour and a half. Rolling through Frisco and Breckenridge. I swap my chain in Helena just to be safe. And I usually like to do it again around this area, plus or minus a day. Not so much because shifting is bad, but just, you know, get a fresher chain, reduce the risk of it breaking. So, a little up in the air. I was getting to Frisco a little too early when I got the Steamboat. The Sunday, so Orange Peel was closed, and the other shop looked pretty busy. So I just rolled on through Frisco. Everything was closed this morning. Didn't want to wait around for 30 minutes just to ask if I could be worked in. And then I'm rolling through Breckenridge thinking if I want to get wait a little here or get it done in Salida, but it would be really close, I think, to make it to Salida in time. Like if I had a great day, I think it'd be very close. So before the shop's closed. So I was kind of a little, I guess, not mentally down, but just, I don't know, things were a little up in the air, so wasn't super motivated or on it. But I went through Breckenridge and I just saw a shop. I was actually looking on my phone for some shops, and I just rolled by one that was unloading bikes and asked, just rolled up and asked if there's any chance I could be worked in to get a quick chain swap. And the guy hesitated for like maybe a second or two. That's it. And they looked like they were pretty busy getting stuff organized and for the day. And I imagine Breckenridge isn't the sort of place where you get worked in to get some service done just on the spot. But he said, yeah, let's get you in. I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. The guy's name was Liam. Thank you, Liam. I grabbed a new bottle to replace the one that cracked when they ejected. Was that a few days ago? So, yeah, good to go. When I next got to my motivation came back and with the knee working itself out, I'm not going to for gold dust. That's the guys at the shop, and they said they don't think there'll be too much snow there. So hopefully it's crunch for thin. Although I think it's probably going to be wet. Forget about that. Snow melts and it all gets wet. That's all right. It's downhill. Yeah, feeling good. Just rode through some sweet action tree tunnels on the way up into Red Rock. Tunnels. These down here are awesome. Lots of snow-covered mountains off to the, what is that, the east? As I'm climbing up right now. Yeah, so I'm pretty confident if things go okay, I'll get to Salida tonight. Maybe take an easy day, easy short day like I did in Helena, depending on how the rest of the day feels, just to be extra safe and cautious with the knee. Or if things are feeling fine, push on a bit. We will see. Either way, I might do a little extra hour or two layover tonight. Just, I did the same thing back in 2019. Not that I'm rushing my nights at all, as you guys can probably tell. Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, 2/3 of the way done point, sorta. I did it last time and took an extra hour just to relax, you know, reset a little bit for that final third. If I feel like I need it, I might do that again. Although, pretty all right. Yep. We'll see where we land.